There aren't no longer many ways to leave Russia, but this is one of them. The border with Finland at Valimar, a 3-hour drive from St. Petersburg, and where the numbers departing seem to be increasing in the wake of President Vladimir Putin's partial mobilization of the Russian people.
There has been more traffic crossing from Russia to Finland since Wednesday evening. There are no particular restrictions. We're an external border to the Schengen zone, so we perform thorough checks. Most people are travelling into Finland on tourist visas.
One of those is Dmitry Medyushko, an engineer from St. Petersburg, on his way to Helsinki and then Sri Lanka, where he hopes to be safe from a call-up to fight the war in Ukraine.
When did you decide to leave Russia?
2 days ago.
Because of the mobilization order?
Yes. I don't have a list of for mobilization, but I'm scared.
How did you get through the border?
All good. No questions. All is good. Just go and leave Russia.
Border police said that 6,000 Russians came into Finland through this crossing alone on Thursday, double the number of a week earlier. Friday was another busy day, with queues stretching back some 400 metres. Elena Grafova has been commuting over the border since February. She doesn't believe most people are in any great rush to leave.
I don't feel panic around people here on the border, so it's very, very easy, very calm. Not like some people think it is.
Later, calm turned into almost total quiet.
As evening draws in here, there's just a few cars left from the long queues of the morning. Most of the Russians who've tried to get across this border seem to have been successful.
Those could be the lucky ones. Reports in the Finnish media say ministers are working on a plan to get around the principles of the Schengen Agreement on freedom of movement by claiming that Finland's acceptance of Russian tourists is damaging its international relationships. Paul Rees, Al Jazeera, Valimar on the Finland-Russia border.